first scripture comes from Acts 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will witness in Jerusalem and in all of Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Our second reading this morning comes from 1 John chapter 3, verse 23 through chapter 4 through verse 4. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. And one who kept God's commandment lives in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out unto the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is ready for the world. You, dear children, from God have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So as everybody has known or knows, Diane and I moved this week. It was really kind of funny. On Tuesday, we signed the papers for the house, and the people that sold the house, we were in the lobby, and they said, oh, we left you a little present and this and that. Really nice of them to do that. But the gentleman that sold us the house said, I want to let you know that there's a really great church down the road here, and invited us to go to that church. Man, that was pretty neat. I was glad. Friday, the movers came and we got to the house. And so I noticed across the street, there was a lady and gentleman over there across the street. They were kind of watching what was going on. And so I thought, okay, we might as well go introduce ourselves. So I walked over there and said, hey, my name's Doug. Just moving in. Got to talking. And the man said, well, do you go to church anyplace? And I said, well, yeah, I do. I thought that was pretty good. So on Saturday, the neighbor right next to me, he comes over, he sees me out in the yard, and he goes, your grass needs mowed. Yes, sir, it does. It hadn't been mowed all year. So it did need to be mowed. He goes, well, I got a lawnmower you can use. But he said, I actually have something else I want to tell you. I said, what's that? He said, I go to the church down the street here, and I'd really like for you to come if you'd like to. Well, sir, yes, I go to church, and I'd like to come to your church, but, so really nice people. And it really encouraged me that there was people that were willing to stand up and invite people to church. That's great. I love it. I couldn't go to their church because I'm here. I'm glad I'm here. But I could tell that those people were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is something that we as Christians don't talk a lot about. We talk about God. We talk about Jesus. But we don't talk a lot about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit actually is and does. So when Jesus ascended into heaven, he told us that he was going to leave the Holy Spirit with us. And that's what happened on Pentecost, was the Holy Spirit came to us. Some people ask, well, how do I know if I have the Holy Spirit? Well, it's real simple. If you said, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ puts the Holy Spirit in you. Now, the Holy Spirit has a lot of power. A lot of power. However, the Holy Spirit is only as powerful as you allow the Holy Spirit to be in your life. You know, the nuclear bomb, when we first set it off in Hiroshima, destroyed a city. Yet we now control that nuclear power in a nuclear submarine or an aircraft carrier. It can be used for destruction and it can be used for good. Flood waters. You know, water. I work with water. Water can be really a good thing. You can put a dam up and make electricity with it. You can go play in it. You can drink it. It's good. But it can also be very destructive. Floodwaters can take out bridges, homes. How many times have you seen on the local news that some house floating down a river because of the floodwaters? The Holy Spirit, powerful thing. But it can't do the work that it needs to do unless you believe in Christ. Unless you listen to what is being said. I believe that the people that came up to me this week and said, we would like for you to come to our church. I believe that the Holy Spirit guided them to do that because I needed encouragement. I needed some encouragement. That's what people still go out and say, hey, I would like for you to come to my church. I needed that encouragement. So I believe that the Holy Spirit guided those people. Do you listen to the Holy Spirit? Here's the thing. How do we know it's the Holy Spirit? Here in 1 John, just got through reading that not every spirit is the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of spirits in this world that are bad. If you believe the Bible, which I do, I don't believe one verse or one sentence or one chapter. I believe this whole book. And in this book, it says that Lucifer is the god of this world. And that he took one third of the angels with him. What are those angels? They're now what we call demons. There are a lot of things that go on in this world. We see them on the nightly news. We see them, well, we used to read the newspaper. The newspaper doesn't hardly exist anymore. But we see them on Facebook and other forms of social media. And it makes you think that the Lord isn't present in this world. Again, I believe the Holy Spirit showed me this week how much God, our Lord and Savior, is in this world and how much he has control. But Satan doesn't want you to see that. He does not want you to see how much God is truly in control. He wants you to see all the negative things, the wars and people protesting and doing all the things. He doesn't want you to see truly that God is in control of this world. The only way the Holy Spirit can work is if we believe in Jesus Christ. And if we believe in Jesus Christ and we ask what's going on, we ask, are you of Christ? Are you of Christ in what's going on? And if you listen to that, see, to me, there is just so many negative things that I don't watch the nightly news anymore. Boy, I used to watch at 10 o'clock, I used to watch the nightly news and listen to all the stuff. I don't. My news feed, I'm on Facebook, but on my news feed, I try to delete everything that comes up that is not of this world. I don't do a great job of it, but I sure try. And so the more I try to delete these things, the more godly stuff that I have come on my Facebook page. I have to. And the reason why I have to is because I can't deal with me, my personal self. I can't deal with all the negative stuff in this world. It makes me sad. I remember I was going down the road. I was driving. As you all know, I like to drive. And I remember hearing about the Space Shuttle Challenger blowing up. Had the radio on. I was going down the road another day, and I heard about just different things that I've heard. And one of them was the Sandy Hook school shooting. And I think about those children. And I'm not ashamed to admit, I pulled over to the side of the road and cried. And every time I hear about one of those school shootings, I cry. I cry for those families. I cry because of those children not being able to grow up. It's very sad. It's very hard on my heart. So for me, I don't watch the news. I just don't. The war in Ukraine, you can't escape some things. But it's hard to think about all the people that have been killed and all the children that have been displaced, and all the emotions and anger and everything that is going on. What I have to do is I have to say to me, I can't listen to that because I have to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, not what the devil, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, wants me to hear. I have to look at the good in the world. I have to see the flowers coming. I have to smell those flowers. I have to see those pretty trees that are flowering, the dogwoods and the red buds and all the other flowering anyway, the trees. Because I have to look at the good. Because if I look at the good, I see more good. In this church, I see so much good. We've got a couple, 65 years of marriage. I haven't known these people very long, but I'll guarantee you they've had their battles between the two of them. But they love each other. And you can tell that they love each other. To me, that is heartwarming for me. Because it gives me hope. And it should give young people hope that people can actually stay together and marry instead of being divorced. I praise that. I truly do. That it's so wonderful. So our Holy Spirit, is only as good as what we choose the Holy Spirit to be. So open up your hearts. Look and believe and question the Holy Spirit. If you all will pray with me. Lord, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for showing us that you truly are the God, the one and only true God. In the Lord's name we pray, amen.